Die Samstagskracher bei Netto Markendiscount.
Und was gibt's?
Pringles.
Fußball und Knabbern.
Verschiedene Sorten in der 190-Gramm-Dose für
2,40 Euro?
Nee, für nur 1,25 Euro.
Dann geh doch zu Netto!
Don't try to run, don't try to hide.
What's up, Fool Podcast? What's up, Fool Podcast? Welcome to the What's Up, Fool Podcast. We're here every Friday and live on Wednesdays on YouTube. For those of you guys who want to listen to us on Wednesday, we go live on Wednesdays on youtube.com/ATC. Rodrigo's back, ladies and gentlemen. He's back. He ate a shitload of food. We're going to find out later how it went. What's up, Fool?
I'm back. What's happening? Happy to be back.
Well, so we got Lisa over here chilling like Pinky Tescadero over here.
Like a librarian today.
Looking like a librarian today. About to turn into a ghost.
Ghost? What does that Boom. Mean?
From Ghostbusters.
Oh.
Ma'am, excuse me.
Yes.
What?
Speaking of Ghostbusters, remember Slimer?
Slimer. That's a little green dude, right?
Isn't that what they used to call What's Her Stinky Breath too? Another
oh my god
version.
I didn't know about that. Her breath. Her stinky breath.
Slimer dog.
Yeah man, they used to be this fan. She was like a groupie of the show, man. She used to invite us to she never really invited us anywhere, but she used to come to the show all the time with her four other friends. She became a staple of Wild Coyotes. She's even got a fucking plug on somebody's album. Stinky Breath.
Yeah, the first album.
Yeah, man, the first album.
Was this one incident, Stinky Breath, or she always had Stinky Breath?
I don't know. I never got close enough to know that she had Stinky Breath.
I smelled it from the side one time. didn't they say she started out fine, like really good looking when it was Gotham's, and then like slowly she like became haggard?
Well, I guess I started off young then, because to me she always looked the same age.
That's what I'm saying. She always looked ancient to me.
Yeah, man. Even Big Dog tore it up and shit.
He no, did.
One time, dude.
He ain't the only one, Doc.
Because I remember one time, Big Dog, hey, bro, I want a chick to come up here with big tits, whatever, right? And then somebody tried to walk up there, like, maybe she could go up there, you know, on stage too, Stinky Breath. And then Big Dog said, come on, man, esto ya me la culié. In Spanish, right? But I knew what he meant.
Yeah, everybody died away.
Esto ya me la culié, right? Whatever. So this chick went up there, right? And she did have big ass, big boobs. But then when he was loaded, he goes, man, I said big ass, big boobs, not big fat face, big feet, big breath.
And that big girl,
the girl threw her drink at his face.
There you go.
Yeah, man. So that was Stinky Breath, bro.
Shout out to Alma.
What's wrong with you?
That was her Catholic name.
Oh my God. I didn't know that was her name.
Yeah, man.
She's such a big fan. She might be listening to this.
She
I think she's texting on.
I remember one time she invited us to go eat at her house, and I couldn't believe we went. And I went there with Gabriel. And she made some mole, bro, that had no mole flavor, bro.
It was mole.
See, I feel like most mole.
I've had the mole before.
Me too, dog.
I'm not a mole fan.
I love mole, right? But I think that was mole. But, ooh, bro. I asked her, did you make dessert? Because I saw this cake on top of the refrigerator. Man, it was some old ass cake, bro. I don't know why she's saving it up there, bro.
Bundt cake.
It was like a bundt cake was frosting, but it was all rotten, bro.
I think I heard that fool talking about it.
It was bad, eh?
She pulled out a bad cake.
Yeah, Big Dog said that, right? She had a fucking rotten cake, eh? I don't know, but it must have been from her first wedding, I guess. So, you know, you save your cake?
Usually for the first year that you
And what's the name was there too, bro? Josh. You struck me, bro.
Sure, bro.
Josh, Big Dog's assistant.
He looks like a gangster, Willie.
That fool. And that fool brought a homie.
Damn.
Remember? Fool. I don't know if you were there, but we went after the that dinner we had, you know. I ate two plates. But, you know.
Save me some, man.
I put salt on it. Tasted good after that. But I think Josh's homie went back and tore it up.
Oh, damn. The tow truck.
Crazy, dog.
Oh, my God, dude. Good times, eh?
But it's funny, man. Like, so they all like, oh, fool.
What's one up, time, tell me, dog.
Fucking Gabriel, went to do a show in San Antonio or somewhere in Texas. And I guess Stinky Breath has family over there, right? And the first thing I heard from Gabriel was, yeah, man, his breath stinks too.
It's like a Stinky Breath family, huh?
Something bad, how? When that shit happens? Even if you have white teeth?
Oh, man, dude. Fucking Clorox bleach can't stop that shit. It's something in, like, the digestive system, right?
Sometimes. Sometimes it's there. Sometimes it's just in the mouth. But if it's chronic, it's usually down here in the digestive system. Yeah,
a bad tooth or something? A little
it could be a bad tooth, too. That could be in the mouth.
Septism, or what's it called? Septicism?
I don't know. Well, septic tank.
Look, a little septic tooth or something, right?
Yeah.
A tooth could do that, a bad tooth.
Oh, yeah, man.
You think if you have rotten feet and stinky ass feet, your breath stinks too?
I don't think it can travel that way.
But if it's stemming from something rotten in your mouth or some sort of tooth problem, then that could cause a lot of other health issues around your body.
Orale.
Like even like bad gingivitis can cause heart disease, you know? Like
yeah, dude. Yeah. It's funny you say that. Yeah.
I heard about that, man.
But it's like the holistic practice will include dental care.
There's an infection and it travels through your blood, dude. Yeah. What do I know?
Facts.
I just overheard people talking about some dude died because he had a bad tooth.
It does happen, though. But you can go into premature labor with gum disease, because of gum disease, too. Which is why it's important when women, before they get pregnant, if they're trying on purpose to get pregnant, that they get their teeth cleaned and checked.
Damn.
Because you can get a problem. You can have a problem.
These things about 3 miscarriages.
Yeah. Damn, let's give them a moment of silence. Yeah. One more, dog.
What's up, fool? What's up, fool? You missed out, but we were in Irvine.
I heard it was blasting out there, dog.
It was blasting, dog.
I
thought Vinny was going to cry.
Why? What happened?
Just so happy to be there.
Oh, yeah. Dog, he was all happy.
He was real happy to be there. He was like...
Yeah, man. Sorry about those lingers, dog.
George from Voodoo showed up, bro. Shout out to West Side something. West Side Growers?
Who knows, bro? There's no envelope. There's no advertising, bro. Talking about a 1.5 million. Where's that 25?
Is he an investor or what?
Who knows what he's doing, bro? I heard he's a, what do they call that when somebody's a slave driver? Dude, you got to throw out the trash, dude.
So he's the owner of the place?
I guess he just works for the man behind the man, dude.
It's a lot of man behind the man, so.
Yeah, I don't even know what the real story is, man. My whole thing is, and hopefully I'm not there when the FBI kicks in the door. I won't be there. Yeah, so other than that, I don't know. I know all those fools work there, though. Jerry doesn't have a career in driving anymore. He's like a bud tender.
Really?
Yeah, man.
What happened to – he just didn't want to do it anymore?
I guess it's all lucrative now, man.
What's that beyond?
Now one bud beyond.
It is employing a lot of people, though.
Yeah. Homeboy's got new cars and everything, dog. Nice. They're balling out there, dog.
I'm looking at a post right now. He's got a little Beamer right here. Look. Beamer.
No more music. It's all about the smoke, bro. You know what I'm saying?
It is Westside Collective.
There we go.
And we'll give them a shout-out because they gave you
a shout-out to Westside Collective. Product. They gave me a T-shirt.
Yeah, man.
Not just a T-shirt.
Yeah, they gave a lot of stuff, and I gave a lot of stuff.
Please don't start giving T-shirts to Felipe. He has so many free T-shirts.
I got to let you know with my free T-shirts, I just wash my car with them.
My T-shirts, the only way I'm going to take them is they're soft.
Yeah,
I don't like those thick ass T-shirts.
Oh, those triple A's, like dude.
Get rid of people. If you're going to make merch, stop using those thick ass swap meet type of T-shirts, man.
Swap meet.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, the like triple A.
What brand is? Let everybody know what brand.
Triple A or Gildan. Yeah, the basics. Gilden,
the basic, yeah. It's AAA, like a tarp,
beefy, that shit, man.
Yeah, that Hanes beefy tee, even though it says it's like a nice thick cotton, but it's not soft.
That's the
worst type of t-shirt to get for merch, man.
Yeah, the worst.
Like, what do we use, soft?
Well, we use something called Next Level.
It's like American Apparel.
Breathable
cotton.
Yeah,
it's like the American Apparel used to be, but we try to stay with the American made, but it's getting, there are fewer and fewer American made shirts now. And even American Apparel, most of their brand was sold off to Gildan, now to Gildan, who makes those scratchy t-shirts. And their American Apparel side is made in Honduras now. Yeah.
I hate when people have those thick-ass shirts, dude.
Oh, dude, I can't even stand them, dude.
Pro Club, All Styles.
Pro Club.
Hanes, Gildan.
We'll put All Styles.
We use Bella and Canvas when we can, and we use Next Level, which are very close to the American Apparel.
What's up, fool? Shout out to Mario, right? The cartoon
Mario Tan Cruz, right?
Mario Tan Cruz. He did the fight reenactment.
Oh, that fool was a dog. What's up with that little headlock, though?
Well, it's funny to do that. He drew Willie Barcena in a karate outfit.
In a gi, bro.
He even drew Nick's Guerrero's little hairy riot, dude, the way it is.
You're messing up my hair, bro. Yeah, man. You guys had fun with that, huh?
Everybody had fun with it, bro. Fools came out of everywhere, bro.
Hell yeah, man. I was surprised that a lot of comics didn't back him up, though. You know, saying, you know, he's a good guy and this and that. Do you think it happened after he started crying too much?
Probably.
The little guy said, he got snarky, bro. Who doesn't get punched when you get snarky, bro? You can't get snarky, Rasa.
Well, there were a lot of things going on, but a big factor in this was it was his first punch ever. So, because it was his first punch and there's social media and he was reacting with his feelings and everything immediately, that's
he popped his cherry.
So, yeah, but he, you know, as a dude, as a comic, I don't know. You gotta cut that off sometime. Stop talking about it. I don't know.
Are they still talking about it?
I don't know.
Dude. I think it's just more like on and like, you know, then it became like Latino unity and what we got to do as entertainers. And then I was just like, dude, after the second post, I'm like, enough, bro. You know what I'm saying? Don't they have like a psychotherapist at the Laugh Factory you can talk to?
They do have a counselor at the Laugh Factory that is free. And I don't know how
there was a post about comedians are asking me now if I should work with this person because he treated me bad. I want to know if I could work with him, blah, blah, blah.
Follow your conscience, dog. Follow your heart, bro.
Let me tell you, man. If you have beef with somebody and they're offering you like $100 to work, you know, I will take it, man. You know, you need $100. But, you know, also they're going to be asking you a question, man. So what's up with that fool?
You know they are. That's what the $100 is for. That's information.
They want information.
Yeah, dog. I'm going to about you to start a little home gig. Just be like Napoleon Dynamite, dude. Follow your heart. That's what I do.
Joe Dizzy called me up.
Say, bro.
The eye's back. The eye's trying to come back.
Oh, really?
In L.A.?
Oh, the kiss of death?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like Christmas.
That's one thing about Coco, dog. He's a good judge of character, dog.
Yeah,
but remember last time when that fool tried to come back? Bro, he's trying to get in anyway. He's over there dropping my name with the experience, bro. He's a piece of shit, bro. Enough said.
You know, they're like, you know, Joe Rogan pose.
Oh, my God, dude. Get off his nuts already. Fucking, you know what? Rasa was all preaching about him now for a little bit.
You know what,
we have cutting edge conversations. Bro.
I just found out what happened,
Tell us,
The podcast got sponsored by Sucrose, bro.
Are you serious?
Nah.
Hey, man, I'm blown away over here, man.
I just want to chime in,
Do they still make Sucrose?
I have no Sucrose.
They popped this cherry for $2,
Give it up for Henry Cali 420.
Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, bro, you fucking getting a little fucking snazzy right there with the little fucking wording right there. Huh?
But that was funny, man. Like, think about it, bro. If you were the guy that was driving Big Dog around allegedly after he punched Nick Guerra, you're the comedian, bro, that's who take him driving to Vegas. What's your What would be your mentality, bro?
We're getting out of here, bro. I'm going to be like Baby Driver in that new movie.
Have you seen it? I haven't seen it.
I seen the first 20 minutes.
I just said it was great.
I've been a getaway driver.
You have?
Yeah. Come on, fool. This fool, you have.
You've
been running shotgun, dog.
One.
But who, dog?
Your ass.
You.
This fool, dog.
When?
You can't be saying no fucking, can't be letting out secrets over here, bro.
Yeah, I was gonna
They're gonna cut off my leg, dog. Right before they cut it off, get in the car and let's get out of here, dog. Fool, you gotta put in work, fool. That's what you got. The fools don't
That's
understand.
Funny. Why am I asking that stupid question? I was big dog getaway driver too, dog.
Yeah, fool.
I said at fucking 70 at Denny's.
Yeah, man. Is that when you guys were done with the gig right there at, what's that? Where, you know.
Oh.
Three generations of ladies show up all the time? Oh.
I was getaway driver, allegedly, bro. Some fool gonna show up, bro. And his friend was talking to that dude's lady, I guess. And he goes, you better get out of here, man. She's gonna show up. Fool, I showed up with my cat.
What?
Yeah, man.
Well, you think that fool was scared? What's his name? You're the young comic, right?
I believe it's Rene Vaca, right?
Rene Vaca.
He's one of them. I think.
Shout out to Rene Vaca for being Thelma of Thelma Louise.
You gotta do what you gotta do, man.
That guy must have stories, bro, coming up already.
I guess it could be, dude.
But think about it, man. I feel bad for him, too, though. Because he thought it was going to be a nice tour.
Hey, fool. This fool didn't even get to eat Whataburger, dog.
Think about it, bro. Rene Vaca probably just finished eating his little pozole at Village Inn, bro, or Menudo. Feeling good about the gig, bro. You know, hopes and dreams.
Called his mom back home.
Yeah, hey, we're doing it, bro. You know, he probably met a girl. They were supposed to meet later. So a lot of stuff, bro, happens when you're an opener.
Hell yeah.
And then all of a sudden, bro, he has to break up a fight, dog.
Did he get
in a restaurant?
Yeah, they pulled him off, is what we heard.
Who pulled him off?
The openers.
Yeah, Rene.
Oh, damn. Rene. Let him fight, bro.
Rene pulled him off, bro.
Because okay. I think because the last move was a choke. So that was...
Allegedly,
is what we've heard from witnesses.
He didn't even hit him with the famous codo knock.
There was a hit. I think there was a punch and a maybe another punch and then a... choke.
But I think with Rolling with Willie, it's always going to be like, let's get out of here, dude.
Yeah.
Remember that one time when we had like, we were driving, when he went off on the dude at 7-Eleven because he wouldn't let him use the restroom. And he told him, man, you can bomb our country, but we can't take a shit. It's like,
oh,
dude,
yeah.
He's Hindu, dog.
He's Indian.
It's like, dude, it has nothing to do with fucking the 15 plane bombers or whatever.
I'm from Dubai, my friend.
Yeah, 19. Man. Sucking in Saudi Arabia over here.
Damn, man. But it was he's traveling with two comedians, and it was funny, man, when I was talking to Joe Diaz, and that's the tour they wanted me to be on.
First of all, Joe Diaz ain't going to be sitting in no getaway car, dog.
Hell no.
Dog. He's a fucking solitary man.
Dog. What did he do, bro? Start the car!
I would like to see the video of that place, dude, of him leaving, dude. Whose idea was it to leave? But I think also Big Dog's smart enough to, like, give him a couple whacks and then get in the car and take off. This ain't the first time he got away.
Hey, I'll plan that, dog.
He's always been, like, dramatic exits, dude. Remember in Oxnard when he took off from the Que Locos tour? That was all dramatic, and that's because he had his back for his homie, Josh, right? His assistant then.
How dramatic was it?
It was all dramatic, dude. He got. I was there. You were already off stage. Gabriel was on stage. And then I guess, what's the name, sent him to go settle up. He's like, what are you sending him to me? He looks like a gangster, Willie. What, bro? That's my family, dog. And then they got into it, and he's all, let's go, bro. He asked me if I wanted to go. I'm like, nah, bro. I'm driving, dog.
Wow.
Not gonna have the Sentra though.
Back
so
in
yeah,
the
man.
Day.
Yeah, man. So I think I don't know. I think it's just well orchestrated from experience, dude. Big Dog's been getting away since he had that little pink bug, dog.
Yeah, I remember one time he told me that he started a fight with some road rage with somebody, right? And Willie told me that they followed each other to the gas station to fight. And Willie got one cheap shot in, but that fool didn't fall. And he said that Willie hit under a car, bro, and the dude was kicking him. He must have been skinny, dog.
Oh, yeah. This
my head was stuck, dog.
Back in the day, that was Disco Willie then, huh?
Disco Willie.
How about any more adventures in the Mustang, dog?
They told me once at the mall, there used to be a fool named Boots. He knew a guy named Boots because he wore boots all the time. And Willie told me he roundhoused that fool in the mall and knocked him out.
I don't know about that one, dog. I don't know about roundhousing, dude.
That's what he said, dude. This was before jujitsu, Willie.
Really, fool?
Well, he told you a different story?
Well, I don't know, man, because he tried to roundhouse those paisas over there in Rosemead, and he missed, and that wasn't a complete roundhouse. That was like a quarter house.
I thought he was trying to scare them away with that roundhouse.
He was aiming for their head, dog. But you know what?
Fucking stupid idiot, dog. But those, if they would have jumped them, I probably would have left them alone.
Oh, dude, they were wearing those pointy boots, too. But those paisas weren't done. They were like kind of like, they didn't want to get into trouble, dog. And they're like, really, motherfucker?
You never met those Leos.
I know your daddy. You guys didn't have any more adventures in the Mustang, fool?
Nah, man.
Nothing crazy?
Not that I remember. Just that one time somebody burned down the car after what's-her-name borrowed it. The big bam bam.
Oh, that. Ugh. Hey, we don't say bad words on this show, dog.
Yeah, man. What's up, fool? How was that? I saw that you were in Mexico. Part of Mexico? You got one of the guns. What are they called?
Teleférico.
Teleférico.
Cable car? Yeah, dude. They have the new ones.
Hold your big ass dog.
Yeah, dude. If it holds a.
I'll be scared.
Only four people.
And then, how tall? How big?
Dude, we were up at least like, I want to say about 3,000 feet.
Yeah, it was high.
Yeah, just on a cable. And it was cool. It's all modern. It's all glass. Only four people. But as soon as I stepped on, the dude looked at me and go, yeah, just four. I was like, dude, everywhere. Dude, man. You know, went to go buy cheese. I walked into the mercado. The guy's all, ¿qué hubo, gordo? ¿Cómo te puedo servir? I don't know, man. Fuck, I didn't feel fat, but I was told I was fat, though. God damn, dog.
Come como rey.
Dude, I guess can't be coming over there all like puffy, dog.
They don't have any fat food over there in Mexico or what?
But they're different dog. They're like body fat. Like a lot of fools with skinny hands and skinny faces, but big ass bodies.
Hard stomachs or what, like mando?
Hell yeah, dude. A lot of fools shook my hand all hard, dog. But yeah, there's a lot of fat food. But I guess you could tell like different fat. I guess I was like facially fat and hand fat.
You're a happy fat. You're not sick.
Yeah, dog. I'm cool. Like, dude.
Happy fat.
You're not eating dirt, bro.
Dude, I was like, dude, goddamn.
Tierra.
Everybody's telling me that, fuck. Last time you came, you weren't that fat. I was like, this.
Se comió un gallo.
Yeah. See, those are the things that make me not go back to family. Like, I was like, talking about my fatness. For
this fool had a funny ass joke though about some fool that was really fat, dog. Then some little fat fool told him that, tengo algo para que se te quite la gordura, güey. And that fool's okay, güey. Mañana te digo, güey. And then that fool goes up to the next day, ¿qué era, güey? Mira, güey, lo que necesitas que hacer, güey, cómete una marranita, güey. Para que la marrana se coma atrás de la pinche el cebo que tienes ahí en el estómago, güey. Which is fucking retarded, but
yeah,
they're like very anti-fat over there, dog. Even more than here, dog.
But they're all fat.
Yeah, dude, but like a lot of sickly fat, though. There's like, you can tell there's like a lot of fools that don't have dialysis out there, dog.
So you think the more people with diabetes
like swelling
here?
Swelling, then?
Yeah,
it's
dude,
not
like,
fat,
red,
it's
like
swelling.
That thick Comanche skin. Blurted. Red, dog. Like that, yeah, dude. Like, yeah. You can tell like there's a lot of sick people out there, man. I think the poorer you are, the sicker you are, of course.
They might think I'm a wrestler if I go over there.
Bro. Oh, fool, you'd be este gigante que, güey.
Pinche fútbol americano.
Yeah, man. But, yeah, it's weird because you think that, like, it's adapted to, like, us. Like, yeah, they have McDonald's and all that shit. But there's a lot of small-ass fools over there, dog. I kind of felt big, dog. I was huffing and puffing, though, dude, walking because it's all, like, hills and shit, dude, in downtown. Oh, my God.
I got 2,000 steps in.
Fuck, dude. I got like 30,000 one day. We walked everywhere, dude. It was I haven't walked this much. I didn't even walk this much in Mexico City, dog. It was all Uber over there. And over there in Zacatecas, dude, you call the Uber. It takes them 20 minutes to show up, dog.
Damn.
Uber way. Yeah,
dude. So you were only in Zacatecas this time, not Mexico City?
Yeah, just Zacatecas, dude. A cousin got married, so we went out there to say what's up. It was a daughter of my uncle that passed, so... I'd go over there and
what was that place where you had Menudo? We had the menudo in a pot.
That was the best food I had over there, dude.
A restaurant or something like
a
that.
A little restaurant, dude.
I saw that because they let you in. It looked comfortable.
Yeah, so. And she grew her radishes, her onions, all that stuff was homemade, dude.
Fuck.
And it was
so the restaurant must have been big.
There's three sisters. Yeah, they have medium and large, dude. It was real good, dude. Like my, you know when you eat menudo, sometimes they're a little tough.
Yeah.
My teeth cut through all the pieces of the menudo, dog. It was super bomb, super fresh. I really wanted to eat two bowls, but everybody's saying I was fat, dog, so I'm stuck with
that. Eyes were on you.
How did they have it? The menudo was with toast or tortillas?
Tortillas, dog.
Hell yeah, bro.
And then the tortillas.
Come on, bro. I want toast, bro.
They don't have any preservatives, so they get hard fast, but they taste bomb, dude.
The tortillas, right?
Yeah, dude. Put a little bit of lemon, some drizzle.
That's why I know that when
roll it up, dog.
My grandmother would shoot. My grandmother and everybody that were in Tuxpan, Nayarit, but I'm pretty sure it's everywhere, but in this area, everybody bought their tortilla at that tortilleria, whatever they make tortillas, before they closed, and they were eating immediately, bro. There were nothing saved because the same people were back the next day to buy more tortillas.
Yeah, every day.
You buy what you need for the day.
All that. Yeah, dude. It's very like in that good fresh little, oh, dude.
They're yellow compared to over here, yeah, bro. They're real hard corn. But you got to eat them when they come out. They get really hard.
Yeah, man.
They become tostadas.
Even the flour ones that I make, they get hard next, like that evening. They get hard.
No preservatives, dude. That's the best
way.
They
melt in your mouth when they're
ready. Oh, bomb. That's the best way.
So you have the tortillas with the pozole.
The menudo. And they had pozole there.
Menudo red, so I like red ones.
Dude, it was like, not blood red, dude, but like... Dude, just really, really red. Dude, good red, dude.
You got a happy fat gang. $5.
You spelled Valparaiso wrong, dog.
Super porky, eh? You want to play a game? It's the longest Rodrigo laugh. A game.
This guy has no guest today. We have no guest today.
We have no guest, dog. Rodrigo's the guest, eh?
Yeah,
Rodrigo's
man.
Best. He's from Mexico.
So,
what's up?
You eat tacos again?
I only ate tacos once,
where
dude.
Where at?
It was at a
Guisado?
No, it was just it was al pastor, but it wasn't like al pastor on the wheel. I think they were already done with it, so they had the meat like they do it here. They heat it on the side. I had some cabeza, which was all right, but the best thing that I had was the molitas de carne asada, dog. Again, in a fresh flour tortilla, bomb cheese, and then the meat cut up in there. That was bomb. The tacos were whatever. I didn't go to the bomb taco spot. That was just one day we came late, and then we went walking around. That was the only place that was open. But the quesadillas were the bomb.
At the wedding, what was the main course?
The main course was either a piece of steak, a little steak, or a piece of salmon wrapped with bacon and drizzled with some kind of sauce.
Everybody were now late thinking, what happened, bro? No birria or... Not everybody does that, huh?
No, that's more like if you're going to do it in your house or your rancho or whatever. This was different. Like it was at a salon or a hall. But yeah, that was it.
My cousin wedding, they had a conjunto, bro. They had a band, two bands. And it was all in a pad, dude. No studio, no salon. It was a backyard. They had two bands. And they made like three big-ass pots, bro, of birria. And they passed that shit out to everybody. Like, everybody. There was rice, beans, goat meat, salsa, chips, and that's, a big-ass cake.
And that's more traditional style because that's how my parents got married. But they invite the whole town. Like, if you want to go over there and party, you don't have to bring a gift or nothing if everybody eats.
That was funny, man, because there was some brothers standing outside. What y'all doing? And we just gave them a play, bro. That's it.
Oh, but that was here in the States?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was
in
the
west
side.
Yeah, dude.
He goes, y'all eat. He goes, what kind of meat is this? Goat? He goes, damn. They didn't even know, dog. Yo, these motherfuckers feeding me goat.
I trip out when people go, good, that's they gross. It's goat. But it's like my whole thing. You eat hot dogs, right? They're just buttholes and lips and snouts and all that shit.
Remember, once that goat gets cold, bro.
It has to be hot, dude.
It's just like a fucking, like when dinosaurs are found.
Yeah, you get that little, same thing with menudo, when it hardens up and gets all gelatinous and stuff. It's nasty.
In France, they call that confit.
Confit.
They basically cook it and eat it in its own gelatinous fat.
They spread
like
it
duck.
On the bread.
Like cold? Duck. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
they'll
I don't know
spread about it
that.
On the bread. Like,
maybe I can.
They'll like have it'll be pieces of duck, and in its own fat, and it'll be all in the hardened fat, and you take some off and spread it on a toast or whatever.
If I was there, I'll probably do it. One thing that I did eat that was bomb was a little dessert they had made out of guayaba, dude.
I love guayaba.
And I've never had a little tart like that, and it was super bomb. And then it had a little thick piece of like sugary guayaba around
his
the
mouth
edge.
Was watering.
It was bomb. It was I wish I could have brought it back. Well, I ate three of them, dog.
I was in Miami, bro.
For four.
I was in Miami. Joe Rogan had a heart attack.
Bro, oh, my God. Coffee. La Carreta. I seen the little videos, dog.
90 cents.
90 cents, bro.
Dude, this is the best coffee you get on the planet. I don't care where you're at, Colombia or Amsterdam.
I don't know that much. That's cheap because, you know, I don't even look at the receipt because I don't. But I saw that, and it was 90 cents, bro, for a little, cortado. Yeah, it was just coffee and sugar, and then she gave him a bunch of little cups. You could take your time, you know?
Yeah, man. And then you see the lady when she mixes it real fast with the sugar. And that's why when I always get off the flight in Miami, you go straight to that. When they had the little cart, it'd be just chug four or five of them real quick, dude.
But it's espresso, like though. Is it espresso or is it regular roast coffee?
I want to say it's espresso.
It's espresso.
Yeah.
Espresso.
Yeah, and I've never been. There's this place right here, El Criollo. I went there for like Cuban coffee. It's not the same. Same thing in Porto's. It's not the same, dude.
How about Cafe Tropical and Sunset?
It's pretty good, but it's not. It's not as bomb as over there, dude.
Yeah, man. We went there. We got coffee outside first. Drank that shit. Then went inside and just ordered a bunch of food: rice, bananas, yucca.
The bananas look fucking
avocado
bomb,
salad. Bro. Yeah, it was good. And then we ordered another coffee outside.
Yeah, the roast looked bomb too, man.
It was good, dude.
Yeah, I could pretty much just taste it, dude. Remembering.
Oh, and I went to go do an interview at Telemundo in Miami in some old building. They're moving from that building to another city. They have a big Telemundo complex they built, but this was an old building they were leasing. But now they're gonna have their own building. Fool, at this place, there's like a little Starbucks kiosk. And that was a video of that Latina lady. She was making me a Cuban coffee right there in the studio.
And how was it?
Delicious.
Oh, okay.
Because she's the one who put in the sugar. But the other ladies, wearing the green outfits, that was at Versailles. But there was still good coffee because Versailles is owned by La Carreta.
Because we have Versailles out here too, right?
Different, though.
Different, nothing to do with them?
Nothing
okay.
to do with it.
I had coffee here too at Versailles and it wasn't the same. I don't want to trash them, but you know.
Yeah, Versailles has not pleased me once with their food, so. Here.
There you go.
That's the one here, though. I've never been to the one in Miami.
How was the bread, though?
Soft.
Bomb?
Yeah. Some of the French roll?
Yeah.
Fool, I told that lady, give her some extra bread and give her the avocado salad, because the avocado salad is just onion and avocado, fool. We made some fucking avocado toast. And drank that coffee before our food got there.
Hell yeah. Because I was going to ask you, what are you going to substitute the butter with and the avocado?
The olive oil.
One thing that was bomb out there in Mexico was the bolillos, dog. I haven't had them in a while, dog.
Oh, yeah.
Crusty outside, warm in the middle, dude. Dude, I had a
bomb. They as cheap as they are over there as here?
Cheaper, dog.
So we're here like five for a dollar. They're warm, bro.
Dude, cheaper, dog. And I had a bomb-ass carnitas torta, dude. Forget about it, dog.
The food said oversized, overpriced. Mm-hmm.
You're telling me, dog.
En el rancho. Nova Scotia Adventure Exploring Words with Change. All right, come on. What's up, fool? Upcoming shows. Schaumburg, dog.
Hell yeah, we're
Chicago,
back.
Chicago, bro.
That's what's up, dude.
We're coming to Schaumburg next week, bro.
Next week.
June 15th through the 17th at the Schaumburg Improv outside of Chicago. Tickets are going fast, people.
Badass mall out there, too.
Did we go to that mall? I don't remember.
We did.
We went there fast one day.
Remember, it was like 105 degrees. And we walked over there, and the locusts were there in
That's
season.
That's right.
They were making a lot of noise. Not the locusts, the cicadas. Sorry.
You and I, we saw a thunderstorm. We were outside blazing, remember?
Thunderstorm? It was humid too, huh?
Or a lightning storm.
Maybe. Yeah, that's
been a while, fun. Huh?
Schaumburg, hell yeah,
long
bro.
Time.
It is humid the last time we were there.
Yeah, man.
We took a train. Then it went to Chicago early in the morning.
Hell yeah. 30 minutes away.
It was 30 minutes, Lisa?
Or 40.
40, right? I think. Yeah, on the train.
Like the whole day trip back.
Yeah, you got to plan it out. There's some guy who wants you to go to a White Sox game.
Can we go there on Wednesday?
No. I think it's a Saturday.
Oh.
Of that week, but I have to check it out. Check out the timing.
We have two shows on Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Also, people, I'm coming to El Paso, Texas at the Plaza Theater June 22nd. The next day, San Antonio, Texas, June 23rd at the Tobin Center. First show is sold out, second show added. So there's a 10 o'clock show now. So if you didn't get tickets for the 8 o'clock show, don't worry. There's a 10 o'clock show now.
Yep.
So hurry up and get those tickets. Orlando, Florida. What's up, fool? June 28th through July 1st at Orlando Improv. That's right. Lisa's family will be there, man.
They'll be there on Thursday.
On Thursday.
30 of them.
Oh, shit. Rolling just added. On. Comedy and Magic Club. One night only. Hermosa, California. July 17th. Also, if you're watching me on YouTube Live, you're going to hear the big announcement right now. I'm going to be at the Comedy Store tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Thursday night at the Comedy Store. Skylar Stone show. If you're wearing a What's Up Fool podcast t-shirt or any Felipe Esparza t-shirt, I will give you my downloadable album. I'm going to have some in my pocket. If you're at the Comedy Store Thursday night, and I'm sorry if you listen to this on Friday, you will not get
June 7th,
right?
In case people are watching this at a later date.
It'll be this Thursday?
It'll be tomorrow, June 7th.
Tomorrow, June 7th, I'll be at the Comedy Store 8 p.m. What's up, Rodrigo? Do you have shows coming up?
June 12th, we're going to be in Riverside at the Fox Theater. Myself, Flaco, and Martin Rizzo. Viva Las Joke Show, brought to you by Division 9 Gallery. 8 p.m., 10 bucks at the door. Please come out. And the Laugh Factory show, I can no longer do it because I'll be in Illinois at Schaumburg Improv with Felipe.
Oh,
so we'll do it next time.
All right. What's up, Fool Army? Oh, bro. Oh, shit. Henry Cali, 420.
What? 10 bucks?
10 bucks.
He was just in Austin on March 31st.
I was just in Austin March 31st. Who that money goes to?
It goes to All Things Comedy.
Oh.
It's going to Billy and Al.
What's up, fool?
Keep this chat going.
This will pay the homie right here.
Hell yeah.
Aaron.
He's by plants for
check
his house.
Check out all my shows at Felipe'sWorld.com for upcoming shows. Also, man, you guys don't know this, but have you ever heard of Simple Contacts?
Oh, yeah.
Simple Contacts is a revolutionary contact company that sends you contacts to your home. And they're very comfortable. They're a very decent price. And here's how it works. Using your phone or computer, you can take the Simple Contact Vision Test in 5 minutes for literally anywhere. You did it right in 5 minutes?
Yeah, it was less than 5 minutes.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had a good experience, dude.
A real doctor will review your test in 24 hours and writes you a new prescription, and boom, a fresh supply of your brand of lenses is on the way to your door. No more appointments, no more waiting rooms, no more overpaying. Simple Contacts brings the doctor office to wherever you are, whenever you need it. So they send you a box. You think you're... Not because we're doing the ad, but you liked them. You told me before the ad, huh?
Yeah. What I did was I got my prescription. I went on the site. I did it all on my iPhone. I uploaded my prescription. I looked at what kind they had. They had dozens of
just regular selections. Brands, right?
Yeah, everything. Yeah. I got the Acuvue Oasis, and I ordered them on a Saturday night, and they came on Wednesday, ready to go.
Nice.
It was super simple, and they hit you up with a prompt. And you fill that out, and then they'll send you an email to confirm, and then they'll let you know that they're on their way, and they track it all the way for you. And within about 4 days, I had my contacts.
So he did. He already had a prescription.
Yeah.
So he just sent his in. But if you don't have a prescription, you can renew your prescription as long as your eyesight is the same. You can renew it and take a test online.
Yeah,
on
they
the
have
website.
That little program on there.
And that's real quick.
And if you have an unexpired prescription, just upload a photo of it to your doctor's info and order your lenses in minutes for a great price. They do all the hard work for you. Simple Contacts offers every brand of lenses, and their prices are unbeatable. The prescription is just $20. The contact lens prices are super competitive, and shipping is free. Best of all, my listeners get $30 off their first Simple Contact order.
That's what I'm talking about.
To save $30 on your lenses, just go to simplecontacts.com/fool or enter the code FOOL, that's FOOL, at checkout. I want to mention that this isn't a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. You still need those occasionally, but it is the most convenient way to renew a prescription and reorder your contacts if your vision has changed. Again, check out Simple Contacts and get $30 off by going to simplecontact.com/fool or just enter the code FOOL at checkout. And Rodrigo looking good, man. At first, he was cross-eyed, but now he's looking good.
Not even, dude. I hate looking at a cross-eyed fool, though, because sometimes you go, fuck, dude, hope my eye doesn't go that way.
Cross-eyed.
I had a cross-eyed roommate, bro.
Walleye. Cross-eyed. Wally. I don't know. Have you ever looked at somebody that's cross-eyed and your eye kind of goes, or you think, like, mentally it'll go?
Doug Benson.
But yeah, man.
Doug Benson, I didn't even know he had a lazy eye, bro.
Well, he hides it well.
It wasn't when we were like, so we were blazing outside.
In Austin, right?
And then a little while, man, the little eye was asking me if I wanted to be on the podcast again.
That little eye said, what's up,
fool? I said, what's up, fool? Want to do Doug and movies? Yeah. And I said, all right, I'll do it again. What's up, fool? Shout out to All Things Comedy. Shout out to Aaron. That fool, you just got $5, Aaron.
There you go.
What are you going to do with it?
Are you able to come to Santa Barbara for fiestas in August or too many gringas for you? Bro, I got me a gringa right here, dog. Do we want more?
What?
More gringas?
You said gringos. I don't know.
Oh, gringos.
I think it just means white people in general.
That reminds me, dude.
Shout out to Nova Scotia, Adventures and Explorer. Bring George Carlin back from the grave. Just give me some George Carlin, bro.
Hey, it was funny that you guys brought up, you know, more gringas or more gringos. My cousin got all drunk and he was telling his lady, how about a threesome? She's like, sí, güey, yo y dos güeyes. He switched it on that fool, dog. He got all mad. We didn't go for tacos after.
Damn. A lot of white people in Santa Catecas?
Yeah, dude. It was actually like way more now, dude. Through the years, it's increased. A lot of Europeans. I ran into two British fools.
Living over there, happy?
Just vacationing. They said that they're on their way to Monterrey after that. But yeah, sprinkled. Because it's an old colonial city, dude. So people go over there.
Santa Catecas old?
Yeah, it's built in the late 1400s.
Anything new over there that you never had? But any queso fresco, fresh cheese?
Nah, dude. Nothing that I've never had before, dude. No. I got that pinole for you, though.
Oh, shit. Thank you, man.
I haven't tried it, though. And you can do it with soy milk or almond milk. Just
I can't wait, dog.
It has to be super, super hot.
Oh, that's fool. Cool. Speaking of the doctor, I went to a podiatrist yesterday for the first time.
Foot doctor, right?
Fuck yeah.
What happened?
Bro, what's wrong with the first time someone else besides me cut my toes, bro.
Your toenails.
Cut my toenails, bro.
Why?
I never had that done by anybody.
Lisa doesn't do it for me?
Fuck that.
Fool, we don't have strong enough pliers, bro.
Because Gloria does it for Mondo, eh?
Oh, fuck that.
No way. Only if he were incapacitated.
I told my lady to do
that.
It. She wouldn't do it either, man.
I would not do that if he's perfectly healthy. He's perfectly healthy. He can do it.
Oh,
himself.
So anyways, what happened?
We have a toenail clipper, bro. It breaks. You got a toenail clipper, but you buy from a 25-cent gumball machine, bro.
Dude, let me tell you, dude. You buy cheap toenail clippers, dude. That's what you're gonna get, dog.
Well, fool, I had an ingrown toenail that was killing me, bro. Irvine, but I fucking was performing like a soldier, right? I let it go by, whatever, right? Then on Sunday night, my fucking toe was like,
I'm gonna get you sucker.
I'm gonna get you sucker, bro. That motherfucker was like Martin Moreno on a good day, bro. It was saying, you know what, Lassa?
Take me to the battalion, Tristan.
It's like when Martin Moreno got his toe stuck, bro, in a fucking guitar pedal, bro. They were playing for Slaughter.
The band that never was.
Yeah. So,
Sunday hits,
bro. You know, of course, it was infected. I put some my own. I was treating myself in a bathroom, bro. Like fucking Javier Bardem in Country with No Men. No Country for Old Men, bro. Like the Predator, bro.
After he blew up the pharmacy.
Like, think about any scene where a guy's treating himself. That's how I was treating my toe, bro. I put a bunch of hot water, stuck my foot inside, and then I put the fucking. You know what, Pata?
Yes.
I like when people put something funny. I love a pata rice, homie. Anyway, so I was treating myself, bro. And then I got the fucking some other medicine and shit to clean it out. Put the toe back. Fucking, you know, pus came out of everywhere, bro. It was like popping a pimple. Well, anyways, dog, I cleaned that motherfucker.
Did all that shit.
I did all that shit that I had to do. But before I did that, I had to go to the internet to find out how could I fuck with it without getting fucked up, right?
WebMD.
Fool.
Fuck with this without getting fucked.
Yeah, so
he's got a resource now.
So they say if you get a floss, you could do it all with a floss.
Yeah, you told me.
So I got this floss and I put the toe back. It was hurting like a motherfucker, dog. Well, anyways,
you're pulling a Terminator in the bathroom.
I did what I could, bro, to survive for another 2 days.
And then so okay,
well, I was sleeping in the bed with my foot out the blanket, dog.
It's the worst pain ever. If you ever want to fuck with somebody hard, if you know that fool has an ingrown toenail, just smash that.
Lisa stepped on me, bro.
Oh!
No, I didn't step on lucky that she was holding, foot.
She was lucky she was holding Grover, bro.
It's like I didn't step on that Grover,
foot.
Bro.
I stepped on the other foot. Don't lie to people.
Bro, she stepped on the wrong toe. But my toe hurt so much, it's the pain transfer. The fucking ghost pain.
You have someone to blame, dog.
It was like, ah!
He has to blame
someone. I was like, ah! That would have hurt.
Phantom pain, dude.
So, long story short, bro, he says makes up
an appointment
to see a podiatrist right in Northridge. Get there, bro. It's like this Armenian chick, my age, bro, with fucking blonde hair, bro. It looked like, bro, she should take her dad's boots off after when he came back from shooting people during the Russian war, bro. Bro, she looked like this doctor looked like she when her dad would call for work, she would take his shoes off and his socks off. And then crack his toe, rub his feet, and take the calluses out of her feet, dude. She's experienced. Well, anyways, we're talking, and then she's telling me, well, you know, there's another option. And I said, what other option? I could pull these nails out. And I said, ah. And I said, wait.
I think that's what you should do.
But then I asked, have they ever pulled a nail out, and it fucking grew back bad? Yeah. Well, let's try medicine first, will we? Should we? Let's try fucking medicine, biatch. So, because I got some medicine coming from Mexico right now. So, she said, we got to take a blood test. I'm like, blood test, bitch. I got medicine, that better medicine than you got right now, that you're going to give me a prescription for. Then I got to take a blood test for your medicine. I got better medicine coming from Rodrigo.
I think the blood test is for safety.
He put it from Zacatecas, man.
Who is Rodrigo?
Come on, man. It has to be good. They were calling him fat all week.
With the pH.
Well, anyway, dude, when I sat there, the other nurse, wait a minute, man. These two chicks that worked there, they were from comedy, bro. So now they're going to tell the whole family. Felipe came here with a rotten toe.
Hey, don't you hate that shit, dude?
I hate that shit. Well, they wanted a photo, too, dog.
Oh, my God.
So I took a photo, bro, put my fucking sock in my hand. Nah, just kidding. I wanted to.
That's what I'm saying.
So she said, I took my fucking socks off. She came in, dude. She said that I'm going to clip your toenails and I'm going to take you to a lab. Lab, bitch. Who did I kill? Just tell me right here.
You got the green, the grim killer over here.
See, I could have done that. I could have took a photo of my toenail, sent it to fucking Google, come back, what's wrong with it?
More money, huh?
So, yeah, so she has to take it to a lab. It has to go to D.C. now. So, dude. D.C. I thought I had an ingrown toenail, right?
Right.
She fucking, I don't know how she did it, but she said, oh yeah, and I'm going to take care of ingrown toenail. And I was thinking, wait, you're going to take her right now? You're going to put me to sleep or something?
I'm prepared.
I goes, I didn't even dip my foot in water. It's hot. My fucking toenail's hard right now. Can I dip it in hot water for 2 hours? Let my toenail soften at least.
Soak that much.
Like, I went in a swimming pool, brush it was dry. And I was thinking, fuck. Because I was thinking also, man.
It's funny, you're all bracing yourself for the pain that you're talking about.
I was, bro. I was like scratching.
I know how you feel, dude.
I was like a little cat trying to crawl up a wall. Like, but you know, because I was thinking also of the horrible toenail clipper we have at home, bro. Because I know that shit works. It's painful. So I was thinking about that pain. But now, bro, she came in with some fucking perfect pliers. I don't know how she did it, dude. But she took care of the toe, the other toe that was a bad. And then I don't know with those pliers, dude. I felt a sharp pain real fast, and then real fast go away.
And did she just lift it up with the pliers and then she cut?
Yeah,
that's what.
Perfect, dog.
So what's she telling you about not having an ingrown toenail? What's the key?
She said that the ingrown toenail is not going to go back ingrown
again.
It's
the way it's cut now.
Because she's cut it now.
Cut it right.
Because she cut it. She cut it so the toe could grow evenly, outwardly, so the toe is going to grow.
Like up and out.
The top part is going to keep growing the way it's supposed to grow, the middle part, and then by the time the little parts are growing, it'll just follow the rest of the toe.
The problem is if you cut your sides too low, that's how you're going to get ingrown toenails. You should cut all your nails straight across because any tip
go
on
into
the side,
skin then,
yeah, if you go into the skin like that, it's going to end up
growing. That's what I'm trying to do right now. Yeah. Let them all grow out. I don't have one, but I can feel little pains of reminiscences of having an ingrown toenail.
You shouldn't
back in the day.
Go beyond the skin.
Because my mom would.
I pull that shit back.
My mom would take us and do surgery because she has like Flintstone feet. She's been digging in her shit forever, dog. And then my dad, fool, cuts his toenails like a werewolf.
Somebody draw a jiggle of mom with Flintstone toes.
And then, like, but she would just go, get over here. And then somebody had to go bite on a belt, and dude, it'd be like blood, like somebody shot a bird's head off.
Oh, my God.
And it was just like,
were they,
we never
was
went
she
to
cutting
no podiatrist.
Too short, or what
she
was
cutting hers too
no
short.
No podiatrist?
Hell no, fool.
I've never
come
been
on,
a podiatrist.
Dude.
Most people don't unless you have a problem.
My parents are like, you'll go to jail. You'll go to the doctor when you're dying. Like, if you're thrown out by the flu and it really messes you up, we'll go. But
dog.
Anything that you can take care of with rope hoses and shit, that's it, man.
Speaking of dying, when I got to the doctor, there was a fool living fucked up, bro.
War.
Fuck. And like, there was people
tragic
there, bro.
The war,
there was people there, like older people and younger people who left that toenail like slide, dog. There was food came in there. Food, I was, put it this way, dog. I was the only one walking normal out of there. And I thought I was fucked up. This lady came in with a crane, dog. No, she had one, like a little fucking scooter. And I saw that big fat toe, bro. It was swollen, dog.
Like nastily swollen. They had to rip that thing out then, huh?
Put it this way, dude. It looked like the back of Martin's head. You know what, Raza? My ears are ringing.
Martin's at home like, what did I do?
That's funny, huh?
Yeah, bro. And then an old man showed up too, bro. And then man, everybody looked like they shouldn't have been ballerinas at that weight.
And that's it. So podiatrists take care of ingrown toenails.
Everything. I thought everything involving the ankle or foot.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man, my God.
And I thought that a lot of people let it go, huh?
Oh, yeah,
You let it go right now.
There you go, putting your foot in your mouth.
10 years. At least it's not your foot. 10 years.
Someone's going to draw you with my foot in your mouth right now.
You cut it too short, fool, all the time?
Fool, I pull it back.
It's because I feel that, like, sometimes if you don't go in there, you're not going to cut it right, dude. But I know you have to get out of that weird-ass thinking.
What do you mean,
like,
cut it right?
Because I envy people that have nice little straight little toes. I'm like, damn, man.
Yeah,
I get to I just get all addicted and start cutting shit.
No, you're supposed to cut straight across, and you should have a little tiny bit above the skin. Like, it shouldn't go below the skin. No, it just shouldn't go below the skin.
Yeah,
that's
man.
It. Fingernails, too, same thing.
Lisa has bad toes, too.
No, I don't.
I'm just kidding. You have nice toes.
I do not have bad toes.
Hey, but there was a lot of victims in there, a lot of people that are in need of...
He's probably like the easiest one she saw all morning.
This lady came in a walker, fool?
There were old people going in there.
Yeah, bro. She came in one of those scooters, the one you put your knee on because your toes fucked up. Was she rowing herself?
Little new cruisers?
Yeah, it's like a little scooter thing.
Yeah, my brother, I tried to see that. But when these fools walking out, bro, they were scaring the fuck out of me, bro. Because I was like,
I wouldn't want to be that old with all that pain on the bottom.
Fuck, you don't want to be 65 with an ingrown toenail, bro, neglecting it.
Oh, man. That's brutal, huh?
What's up with who have ingrown fingernails, bro?
Dude, how fat is your hand, dog? Your finger, dog.
How about fucking stop doing push-ups, hey?
We were at a party one time, me, Jerry, and Vinny. And there was this fat fool that we know, dog. See, this fool's fat as fuck. And he had his shoes off while playing the guitar. And you know, Jerry's one of those dudes, and we wait till we left. What's up, man? That fat ass fucking toe and that little ass fucking nail, man. fucking buried in fat, huh, man? Dude, this fool's toe was that big and the little nail was like that, dog. I don't even know how that fool cut it.
Sometimes that nail doesn't grow very well.
Crazy, huh? Take care of your feet, man.
Yeah, we used to have to. I was telling Felipe when I worked at the nursing home, there were diabetic patients, and you had to like soak their feet. You had to do special things to cut their nails. You couldn't just do it like everybody else.
That's what they said on YouTube, that you gotta like, when you have to soak your feet for 25 minutes, like three times a day, and then your toenail gets softened, and then you can cut it.
Did that podiatrist tell you anything that's myths about what you've been doing with your toes up until the point you went out there? What's
Nothing.
The best thing to do?
So you took it to the lab.
It's fungus in the nail bed.
Oh, like, and that's what I was saying. Yeah. Back to Jerry, his first wife, when she got married, this lady that she worked with, or girls that she worked with, I guess she had fungus on her toes, and they had to pull them out. Well, anyways, I guess this girl got them pulled out when they had the bachelorette party. This chick ended up blowing the stripper, dog.
Yeah. Why?
Well, I don't know. She got excited. And then they said that they overheard the stripper saying, "Dude, I don't think she had toenails." Crazy, huh? Yeah, man.
Fucking mistletoe.
Fucking blowies, eh? Mistletoe.
Martin showed up.
The story took a weird turn.
Sorry, I had to let it out. It's just a little thought. To Irvine. What's up, eh? What's up with Game of Thrones?
Dude, I was watching Martin Moreno and Hooter Moreno, the Yo-Yo podcast, because it's live on YouTube. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I get alerts.
Like Mondays, right?
Mondays, bro. Like, so I'm in my house watching Seinfeld, you know, chilling with my rabbits. And then fucking the Yo-Yo-Yo podcast. And then, like, they were not paying attention to the comments, right?
Think it's on and trolls.
I start trolling, bro. I start leaving comments on the Yo-Yo-Yo podcast. Because they were talking about how Hooter was talking about how...
I miss my mom, man.
How the kids' preschool starts too early. And kids starts going too early to school and all
home
that.
Homeschool, man.
And then Hooter was talking about when I was going to preschool, we went to this. So Hooter kept talking about him in preschool and the kids in preschool.
I wasn't there.
Exactly. Exactly.
Foreshadowing everything.
Exactly. But nobody got it but me. And I'm writing and I'm typing, fucking Martin has no recollection.
I met him when he had pubes.
Yes. Here's little Martin Hooter talking about being a little boy on a preschool when he was going, and Martin had, and I wrote down, that's shaking my head, Martin has nothing to add to that. He don't remember. He was too busy touring with Slaughter, eh?
I remember that because I met Hooter later after he was like kind of a little
but nobody got it, dog.
Because the only ones that I knew were since little kids are just Willie's kid and Philip, dude. That's it. Everybody else, like, they showed up. This fool already has a beard and shit. Or like Fly, remember? That kid was already old, dog.
Fly's kid?
Yeah.
How old is his kid?
His name's Flea, dog. Flea. But yeah, I think they're all like around the same age.
Wow. Took my glasses off, Lassa.
This fool said I wasn't there.
But that was funny, man.
It's hilarious. Because
Martin was there like at this.
I'm in limbo right now. Hey,
Martin was listening to Hooter talk about preschool at this, like,
that's a good story.
Purgatory.
Keep talking, eh? Let me try to remember.
Oh my god, that's hilarious. Hey, did they find out you were trolling or fuck with them or no?
No.
Oh my god.
Oh, it was me and Alex DeLarge, bro. And Mario only.
Oh, fool, you're probably firing those fools up, dog.
So I guess Mario's gonna draw a photo of that fool in preschool, eh?
The big tear.
He was busy touring with fucking Slaughter, eh?
Fucking Slaughter, dog.
Look at that fool, you're right. He didn't say shit.
These fools.
They were there, bro.
And you know what's funny about that whole, I was gonna go back to what we started at, but with that whole comics fighting each other, I didn't look at it when I was over there because I was like, dude, I ain't looking at this shit. But you know what's funny, dog? All these fools keeping me up to date with what's happening, dog. And now this.
You didn't have to go search for anything.
It's like ESPN for comedy, dog. Fuck, dude.
Fools the Billy Jim, bro, got a lot of ads this year.
Fools are on it, dog.
It's going to be like the new, what do you call it? The new Hyde. And Ivy, what are the hot spots anymore?
Where?
Hollywood. What are the hot spots now?
I don't know.
I don't even know anymore.
Guess we're going to have to ask Earl Skakel.
We're going to ask Earl Skakel, the comedy spot.
Does he know? Well, yeah, the comedy spots.
A lot of people know the hot spots in Hollywood. They know them, but they never go there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's happening over here.
Oh, it's happening via internet, man.
Shout out to Joey Coco, bro. He got the Netflix.
Did it last night minutes. Or the night before, right? Fuck
he
yeah,
taped
dude.
It Monday.
Well
night,
deserved,
right?
Man. Can't wait to see it.
That fool said, I want to drive to Martin when he got sold to the circus. Strong boy. He does have that body, huh?
It's funny you're talking about toes. How about that one time that toe was black? Somebody said they slammed it with one of those hammers?
That's funny. You guys hear the Fluggy on Rappaport podcast? I know you said he won't do your, but why not? You guys are cool. Go ask him, bro. Gustavo Hernandez.
That's a question for
you
him.
You go ask Fluffy, bro. You ask him, how come you don't do the What's Up Food podcast? We asked him, bro. You know, there's an open call for some people. And they don't want to show up. It's up to them, man.
We're waiting for you.
They're afraid, you know. Also, bro, Gustavo got to tell you that they're afraid that we're going to ask the hard questions. We're not.
Hey, fools, where are we going to start bagging on them when they walk in here, man? Huh? Have fun, dude.
You're going to ask questions. You're going to go into memories.
Memories.
All that stuff.
And story rasa.
Everybody thinks it's going to be like
some
expose.
But some people are afraid of what might come up. I'm not saying he is. I'm not saying that's his reason. He hasn't given us a reason. He just hasn't responded.
So people are afraid, all.
I don't know.
We like to cuddle, eh?
What's up, fool?
These fools, dog. Killing me.
I tried on Twitter. I keep typing. Try right now, bro. Please. Also, man, stop asking me when I'm going to be on the Joe Rogan podcast. It's not up to me, man.
I know. Huh. Full swear, huh?
Yeah, like, it's that easy, eh?
Yeah, ask his producer.
I will go back 3 years ago when I first started this podcast that somebody mentioned him on his timeline. I don't want to go back there and search that shit. And they're all, when are you going to have a real Mexican on your podcast, like Funny Felipe? He's all, I would love to have Funny Felipe.
Oh, he's invited him
he's
in person.
He's a funny fucker.
He's invited him in person then, at the comedy store, but he won't
he's busy, you know what I mean? Shooting elk and shit.
What's up, fool? From San Antonio, Jose Joe Carrasco.
Orale. That's a mean-ass name, huh?
What's up? Who was kayaking? I went to Morro
Bay. Yeah, you sent me that video. How was that, dude? That shit looked refreshing as fuck, dude.
It was fun. It was relaxing.
Scared as fuck.
That's what I'm saying.
I went to go, first of all, man, we Airbnb it at this badass little place right in front of the bay, dog.
It was right on the water. Right on the dock.
Right on the dock, man.
Sitting on the dock.
Right on the dock. And we went kayaking like around 9 in the morning. But I had questions. I don't want to flip over, get back on a boat, shit like that. Goes, you're a big guy. The guy goes, you're a big guy.
You're a big guy two times.
He said that.
All right, man.
So he said that don't lean. That's it.
Just cut through the middle.
Cut through the middle, yeah. And don't try to be that motherfucker trying to go to, like, you're on a river and shit to the sides. Nah, man.
How long you do it for, dude?
About an hour and 20 minutes. An hour?
You guys were just cruising?
Yeah, cool. Right there in the bay.
I passed by a bunch of a gang of seals. They're all chilling, bro.
Yeah, there's like a big wooden wharf thing in there. It's and chill. They all lay all over it.
Then I saw a fucking one of those little, some dude that was eating a conch.
Oh, otter.
An otter. I saw an otter with her baby, bro, swimming. Mm-hmm. A little ass fool, bro.
Teaching him how to swim is.
Yeah,
there are a lot of otters.
Then I saw another otter.
Badass. Otters are cool.
He was eating like an abalone, bro, like biting that motherfucker, bro. Like,
raw.
Raw, dog. Just opened the shell and took that motherfucker out. Ah. And then went and dug back into the water and got another one.
Hell yeah, dude. What else you guys do over there? You guys go there, what, a couple times a year?
A couple times a year, yeah. We love it.
Super chill and relaxing?
Yeah, there's no Starbucks there. Well, there's one like in the grocery store down the way.
Yeah, but the grocery store, but there's no Starbucks, McDonald's in that area.
There's nothing. It just feels like a nice little, it feels like a town in Maine or something. Like you hear the seals and maybe like a foghorn at night or something. It's cool.
Foggy as hell, too.
Yeah, it gets really foggy. I love it. There's nothing to do. Nobody out. It was, what, Sunday night at like 9 o'clock? You could stand out in the middle of the street, nobody there, no cars, nothing.
When we're leaving, there's the stupid ass man that owns the fucking surfboard shit. I was out there, bro, smoking a joint by myself, bro, enjoying the view. Then the fool asked me, bro, like, there was like some trash bags on the ocean on the side of the pier. He goes, you know anything about that? And I said, about what?
He said, do you know anything about that?
Right? I said, about what? About the trash bag. Like, and I'm thinking, but he thought I did it. And I said, nah. But that's a diaper right there. It was an adult diaper. Like somebody must have dropped it or a pet owner. But that's not a bag, though. That's a diaper. An adult diaper. Then he just stood quiet. Then I looked at him and I said, I hope he's all right, though. That's a fucking diaper right there. I mean, he's shitting somewhere.
And what did that fool say?
He didn't get quiet, bro. He didn't get it. He's an idiot.
I ain't no rat.
I ain't no rat, cocksucker.
But anyway, that bag was there like since the evening before. I noticed it, too. I was like, who put this bag down here?
Is that the same place where you guys go whale watching?
No, we go down to
Long Beach.
Long Beach area, yeah.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah, man.
Or sometimes we go to Rancho Palos Verdes, right? That little spot. No. Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
Rancho Palos Verdes?
Yeah, but to Jamaica Bay.
No. Where the lighthouse is.
Oh, we go there.
Is that Palos Verdes? Okay. Yeah, sometimes over there. That's cool. The big cliffside. You can see the waves.
It's a rich, rich area.
Yeah.
It doesn't even feel like California.
It's
over
like
there.
A turnout on that. It's something point. I can't remember.
Yeah, San Vicente.
Yeah.
San Vicente Lighthouse. Mm-hmm. And it's in San Vicente. It's by Long Beach and San Pedro, bro. It's like in the middle of nowhere. But yeah, it's a lot of cliffs.
Mm-hmm. That's free. Nice to see. And sometimes, but there's no guarantee you're going to see the whales. But then we go on the boat sometimes down from Long Beach.
Yeah, right there. They have a recreation area with picnic tables and all that. And they have a little whale museum or something, or fishing whale museum.
Lighthouse museum. I don't know what it is.
But they have a lot of binoculars and people see whales from there.
Very cool.
Yeah, man.
I got nothing.
Nothing.
So fucking Irvine was killer, huh?
Hell yeah, bro.
That's cool, man.
Miami too, man. I went. It was a comedy competition, the Miami Ultimate Comedian Competition.
You ended up headlining that thing,
yeah,
or hosting it?
I'm headlining. It started at 8. They had like competition, and then they announced the winner. He won $5,000.
Oh fuck yeah!
Then man. I went up and I closed out the show. I met everybody. They're trying to make it back to get another coffee. They were closed.
Wow, they closed at what? What time? 9 or 10?
9. So went to Taco Bell.
In the casino it closed at 9?
No. Outside.
Oh, okay. Oh, they cut it.
Hey, remember that one time we walked for... How long we walked, dude? To go to La Carreta that one time because we thought it was all closed and we just kept on walking. We ran into that Cuban dude that said...
Oh, fool!
Viagra went up. What happened?
Fool, guess who showed up to the Miami show?
Ted?
Bienvenido a mi techo.
Oh, what's his name?
Guy? Party guy?
Partay.
Oh, man.
What I really do is party.
He wanted to hang out, too.
I was hanging out with that one dude. It was me during this full set. And two girls were hanging out. They weren't hanging out. I thought they came with him, but they were just talking to him. And he's like, yeah, I got two daughters. I got a daughter. She's like your age. He's like, you have a daughter my age? He's like, what is it, against the law? Had good ass comebacks.
Yeah, man.
He thought I was your bodyguard, fool.
Yeah, man. I forgot his name, man.
Oh, my God. That fool was
that
cool,
fool
man.
Showed up to the Miami show, right? And saluted the mayor of Miami Springs, the one who invited me to the Marlins game.
You guys were okay.
Yeah, he was there too. But I forgot he showed up, bro. He asked about you. He goes, he's in Mexico. He goes, what are you doing? Getting married, huh? Anyway, so...
Yeah, who started... Everybody's all, hey, man. Even Toby Hicks called, hey, so what's up, y'all? What's going on with that married? I was like, what married life? What are you talking about? You
didn't get somebody married? In the stream started, bro, last week, and they
fucking all
it.
These fools. All congratulations for what, dog?
They thought you were with Trump, bro, at the non-neo party.
Not even, man.
At the celebration of America.
Look at Rodrigo, look, he could be my brother. Yeah. This fool. Full sad. He was a brother.
He's the only child. And you guys...
Yeah, man. So, long story short, man. This guy, man, we met him the first time we ever went to the Miami Improv. And he gave us his card. And on the front of the card, it said that he does fencing and he puts up gates. He does a lot of construction work, right? But he wanted to let him know that he really gets fucked up too. So on the back of the card, he wrote, but what I also do is PAR/TAA and his phone number. But what I also do is partay.
Yeah, he's been partying for a long time.
And then he showed up the next day after that, right, alone. Because the first time he showed up with a lady, the next day he showed up alone with three joints, and he takes us to the roof of the club,
the parking lot.
He goes, "Bienvenidos a mi techo."
Yeah, man.
He was a cool fool,
dude. Cool. Like, I don't know. It's some people have it, and some people don't. But that's one of those guys that's just there to smoke you out, give you a couple high fives, and he's out in the fog, dude. Doesn't bug, nothing, dude.
He's like Joey Coco, huh?
Yeah, dude. Like, you know,
crazy
that
Cuban fool, huh?
They'll smoke one with you and then two for the road, dog.
He's like a ghost, bro.
Yeah, dude. He's like with a heart made for party, and you can like run cocaine through that shit, drinks.
Because then he showed up again another time with a lot of food. Remember?
Yeah.
And they were all fucking ready to partay.
Was it the last time that Coconut Grove was happening?
Yeah, it was like they all came out of a boat.
Because I remember that one time when we met him was that week that we seen the Dice Man, the day before your show started there.
Partay.
Yeah, man, I forgot his name, dude. Had those nights. He had. He looked like a guy that'll be driving Willie's getaway car in Miami, huh?
Give us a mando, bro.
Hey, what's going on, eh? Hey, chance for going to San Jose or what? Anyways, I really like it up there.
So yeah, it pops, bro.
Bro, right here, bro. Taking care of the family business, bro.
What's up, fool? So that was a lot of drama that went down, bro.
Yeah, but
it's funny, man. A lot of people started piping in. Yeah, I don't know. One time he approached me.
This guy. You're 50, dog.
Other people said, yeah, he approached me too. Everybody had a story, bro.
What I got to tell everybody that's crying or everybody has something to say, that's great, dude. But to us, that was just another Wednesday night in Montebello, man. It was always something with that fool. Always something. You're trying to start shit with you and shit. And then fucking Al comes over here. You're the only one that can stop this. And you're just all, tell that fool if he doesn't turn around, I'm going to beat his ass, dog. And then that fool turns around, goes back in there and starts shit with Josh. It's like, what the fuck, dog?
How about he started shit with those Mongols, bro? Like, he got on top of the bike or what?
Well, he grabbed the helmet. I have a picture of
what a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he put the helmet on. He started doing comedy. Willie
Barcena put on that Mongols helmet and went on stage.
Yeah, dude. I have the picture of it somewhere. I'll find it.
They got mad, huh?
Yeah, and then they grabbed him. And supposedly he went to grade school with one of the leaders. So they had to put him on the phone. And then they let him off the hook.
No, he called up a guy named, I don't know his name, but he was from the Mongols of Echo Park. Chapter, I guess. He grew up with Willie and Silver Lake. And I don't know his name.
He went to Marshall.
But I remember they had Willie on one side and they had the guy was talking on the phone. So you know this guy.
They woke him up.
And then Willie, he was sleeping, bro. Yeah. And they woke him up and Willie was yelling, come on, bro. Tell him about Little League. Tell him about Little League, bro.
Travel ball.
Tell him, bro. Tell him about Little League.
It was like they finally let him off the hook, though, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, and then 2 years later, I run into that guy. They woke up, and that fool was crazy, dog. Crazy. And that fool said, man, if you ever see him, tell him not to do that again.
Yeah, because it's funny. Because of that incident, then they invited Willie to the clubhouse, and me and two other people went.
Alfred, right?
Al and Josh. And that was a whole, like, I guess he had to go over there and, like, you know. And then all those guys had their girlfriends. And that's the only time Willie didn't, like, you know when Willie gets all happy, starts moving his head all, well, good, do it, doggy dog. He was all like, everybody mind your business. Everybody, like, buy those guys beers. I was like, fuck, you're the one that fucked up. Pull out your wallet, dog. Yeah, man.
Everybody was bumping you guys?
Yeah, dude. Like, but what are you going to do? That's just how they are, dude. You know what I mean? Come on. It's our clubhouse. Dude, it was crazy because those fools, like, they patted us down. We went through a metal detector. Those dudes on the roof, it's all official, dude. It's
true. So they have snipers?
Yeah, dude.
So it's all official?
Yeah, there was actually cop cars around the sheriff cars around the whole entire perimeter. I don't know, like, if they pay for them in case shit goes down.
How about chicks? A lot of chicks?
Yeah, but they were all property of some dudes, you know. There was no chicks for us, put it that way.
How about food, dog? Any snacks?
I think there was chips, dude. There was a lot of beer, though. A lot of beers.
Video games?
They had the old school ones like Street Fighter and all that shit.
It was a real clubhouse.
It was a clubhouse. It was a straight up clubhouse.
And that bar is their bar, huh? They got to pay, huh?
Yeah, dude. You had to pay, I think, with tickets and stuff. Yeah, it was all like, you know, like a fair or some shit.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
You were there twice?
Well, I just once, dude.
I can't believe that fool grabbed that helmet.
And you know what's funny, too? This fool didn't want to go by himself, dog.
Take me, bro.
It was always something with that fool. I remember at the Wild Coyote, he got so fucked up, he made out with like an 80-year-old lady. And I know he doesn't remember this. Yeah, dude. And that was around the same time, within about 3 weeks, give or take, of all that shit.
Did that lady walk from the hospital or watch the show?
She would show up every now and then. It was like somebody's great-grandma. Like one of those old Chicanas that still dyes her hair blonde. She was old, dog. Old fool. Old dog.
Damn. She was on the Titanic, bro.
Like, yeah, dude. Like, she went to high school with somebody's mom or grandma. She was old. She was, back then, dog, in 2003, she had to be 70. And that's how fucked up that would fool would get. Because remember, he stopped drinking, he'll take it light, he wouldn't do any tequila. I guess that night he did a lot of tequila, dog.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
80-year-old lady?
And she was old, dog. Because remember in the beginning.
He was tearing it up?
Nah, I don't think he teared it up. He made out with her, though. He kissed her, dog. Like, on the lips. I don't know if he. It looked like he was positioned on her for a while, dog. He threw a little swipes in there, dude. Trying to meet in the middle.
Damn, bro, that fool got old diseases the next day, bro. That fool woke up with bad pancreatitis.
But you know what's funny, dog? I've never seen that fool with a cold sore, dog.
At least old, bro. What does she have, man?
Syphilis.
She has a rubonic plague.
What's an old? What's
the an plague old? Would be an old one.
Back in the day.
He got polio, bro.
Polio, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck.
Yeah, man.
Well, Coyote was wild, huh?
It was really wild.
I can't believe people met their wives at that place.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Fucking 80-year-old lady.
To me, it would make me laugh, dude, of the guys that would hang out when, like, way before my time, that said, like, Prime Cut or Gotham's, and they'll show up, like, they went to go to the store to go get, like, milk or cigarettes, and then they'll stop in, and they'll still think, cause, oh, what are you talking about? We can't party. They'll go buy two schooners and start looking around for people that had cocaine, because they used to go there and do cocaine back in the day. It's like, dude, this is in the 2000s here, fool. This is 20 years that you partied here.
The place got raided one time for coke dealing and all kinds of stuff. And they arrested them. And they threw the bartender in prison.
Wow.
A lot of girls, waitresses. And then it reopened again as well, tortillas.
Yeah.
Because they had nothing to do with the owner.
It was just the people working there.
People working there figured out
how to... Make come up.
Because I remember when fools would go there, like, they would hang out with you guys in the past, and then I'll, dude, I don't want to talk to that fool. And then they'll come up to us, all, like, trying to buddy-buddy up and, like, tell us stories. I was like, dude, I don't give a shit, dude.
Chris Doran just joined.
What's up, bro?
Chris Doran, bro! Yo, something,
dog. There you go, bro. Nice meme, bro. Hey, the Bay came in hard that one day, huh? The Bay? Okay, Butch Escobar came in there all like fucking Game of Thrones, huh, fool?
The Bay Area was ready, bro. They were ready. Chris Doran will have that meme for years, bro.
That shit was
comedy,
though.
It did come out
though,
fast, didn't it?
Fool.
That was the best meme of that lady, dog.
That shit had me dying, bro.
Dude, I couldn't even believe it, dog.
That shit had me like this, bro.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm being choked by Willie right now. I'm shaking. I'm at the Village Inn. Help me. Rene Vaca, take Willie off me.
Oh, my God, dude.
I looked over at him this weekend, and I saw those glasses, and I was like, you know, out of the corner of my eye, you look like that woman.
This fool said, come do a show on Watts.
Yeah, bro. Back in the day.
Dude, come see the Comedy Store. It's right up north.
Anybody who's watching this show, man, I'm going to be at the Comedy Store.
Tomorrow,
June 7th,
Thursday.
8 o'clock show. Okay, so be there, man. If you wear this t-shirt or you wear anything, What's Up Fool, I'm going to give you my fucking album to download. My new album, Translate This. Chris Doran, give some Chris Doran, bro. But what happened, bro? How'd you come up with that meme?
Bro, I got a whole library of memes, bro. Just waiting for incidents to pop off, bro. Go Warriors, bro.
You think the Warriors are going to take it, bro?
Bro, we're going to take it, but I don't want nobody from Frisco to say they're Warriors fans, bro. It's all about Oakland, bro. What's up with all those crew hopping fans over there, dog? At least that fool was a true Warriors
fan. You know what's
fan.
Funny, man? You know who showed up out of nowhere?
Who?
Ray Orta and Super Mario, bro, from Corpus.
Oh, that fool busted out the meme that other fool mad, huh?
Mario.
Raymond Orta just punched me and I'm shaking. Pretty funny, though. That
but I don't think Raymond had anything to do with that. No, they just
it's just him. Yeah, yeah. Just hopping on the little thing.
Yeah.
But that has to do with their little Texas beef, right?
Yeah, man.
This fool right here, old school DA9, the big Bay Area. Yeah, everything's cool about the Bay Area except for E-40, dog. That fool has tequila now, really? Get the fuck out of here.
He has tequila, E-40?
Yeah.
He had a wine for a while.
Is he the one that had a heart attack? Or that was
He's going to have a heart attack. No, that's Rick Ross.
That's from too many Viagra and coke, huh?
That's what they're saying, dude.
No, that's the rumor happened. With Viagra, yeah. not cocaine, yeah. Allegedly.
Yeah, but if he had a cocaine, if his heart has been damaged from cocaine over the years, then...
That's like a Viagra fast food damage.
Help.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You can't be out there all healthy, man. You better put that milligram down, dude. Yeah, some shit like that, dude.
What's up, fool?
I got nothing.
Shout out to all the homies in San Jose, man.
Shout out to everybody, man, in San Jose. I'm going to be at the Warfield Theater, bro, November 2nd.
You heard?
And we're going to the Raider game the day before.
And we're
before.
Going to the Raider game the day before Thursday Night Football. Live.
Raiders 49ers.
We're going to be at Levi Stadium.
Their last season performing.
Oh, man, bro.
It's their last season in the Bay.
Hey, Chris Thorin, are you still there, bro? Are you still there?
I'm here, bro.
Bro. Okay, long time ago, I did a show in San Francisco with Andy Kern. I did a show one time with Andy Kern, right? And I met a dude after my show in San Francisco, and he took me to a liquor store that sold drinks, mixed drinks. It's a fucking liquor store in Daly City. In Daly City, California. It's by
Daly City Train.
38 minutes away from San Francisco, I guess. It's called the something liquor bar and cafe in Daly City, bro. And you go there, just say you want to buy a mudslide. And the mudslide ingredients are in a plastic bag with all the ingredients. So you want a mudslide, you just pick it up out of the bag.
It's got like the little travel size of
yeah.
vodka or Kahlua or whatever yeah. you might need.
So you want
to
a michelada, the mixture's there, and they have right on the bottom of the fucking where the ice cream go, they have to-go cups with ice already. So you can mix that shit up in your car and drink it on the way home or drink it outside. But it's ghetto as fuck, dog.
It's
a Daly City. It's a liquor store.
It's like being able to go and buy a cocktail.
It's like going to the club and buying a mixed drink, but you're buying it inside the liquor store. But you're legally buying it. Because they're not giving it to you already mixed. You got to mix it yourself into that cup.
Like whatever you do when you leave this liquor store is not
that's right. Hillside Market.
Yeah, Hillside.
It's the Hillside Market liquor store in Daly City. You've been there, fool. Yeah.
We got everything over here, bro.
Dude, I went there with a guy, and he goes, "You want to get some drinks?" Sure. And I went over there, bro, and that food. But I think back then when I went, they were still giving them in the cups. And that fool had a big ass cup, bro. Makes like a mudslide.
Mudslides are bomb. Haven't had those in like 20
years. So that's only in the Bay, huh, bro?
I guess so, bro. That's how we do it over here, bro.
Yeah, man. So shout out to the Hillside Market. That's genius, bro.
Ghetto genius.
It's like selling Lucy's, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A similar thing. Like, here's all the ingredients. You can assemble it yourselves wherever.
But that's good because a lot of food don't know how to make. But these people who buy these alcohol drinks at Hillside Market in Daly City are probably the same people that walk into the Punchline or Cobb's, Tommy T's, San Jose Improv, and they go, man, these fucking drinks are weak.
I can't ghost ride the whip with this, bro.
Big Bad Bakersfield in the house.
Hell yeah, you and Dwight Yoakam.
What's up, fool? Shout out to everybody that got involved. Chris Doran, Butch Escobar, Pete Munoz, Nate Guerra, Willie Barcena, fucking the rapist. We can't say his name. Justin Ibarra.
We can't even call that fool by his name anymore, huh? We just call him the rapist. There it is, bro. The rapist, bro.
That came out of nowhere, huh?
Fuck.
Ty Rivera got involved, bro. Shout out to him.
Oh my god, dude.
You what's up, fool? Okay, shout out. We're gonna go. Before we go,
give us a little barbecue Becky, dog.
Don't do it.
Yeah, man, they're over here doing a whack-ass podcast. Yeah, I think it's called the What's Up Fool Podcast. There's too many Mexicans, one white girl.
Shout out to Chris Lomé.
Yeah, man. I just got punched by Willie Barcena and JNS Montebello. Yeah, man. He fucking threw my corn dog on the ground. It's fucked up, man.
Oh, my God.
What's up, fool? Rodrigo, any shows coming up? Any Yeah Mans?
Please, new Yeah Mans up. Please check out our show in Riverside at the Fox. That's Tuesday, June 12th at 8 p.m. with myself.
Also, man, everybody who's listening right now, man, please write a review of our podcast. Share, like it on iTunes. That's why we could be in the top 200. Thank you.
Viva USA.